There's no sales tax on many back-to-school items under $20 and clothing under $75. Alex Bernke of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants says the state's most recent numbers show Ohioans saved $3.3 million on the sales tax holiday in 2015. And Bernke says customers often purchase items that are not tax-free.
You know, they're getting that savings on the textbook, but they might be buying some food or some groceries or some other items that are not exempt. So, you know, we feel that the state does not lose out in this process at all, and it's a win really for everyone across the board.
Because of that, Bernke disputes the nonpartisan Legislative Service Commission's estimates that Ohio will lose $14.7 million in tax revenue this weekend. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.